Correct.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Board Meeting on September 1st, 2020. This is both a special event and an emergency meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners Board. Emergency meeting was proposed yesterday for some government services, but for unforeseeable circumstances. Okay, good morning. It's September 1st, 2020, 10:32 a.m. Jefferson County Commissioners Board, both a special and emergency meeting is called to order. The emergency meeting is to consider, which was called with a couple hours notice pursuant to the government code for a sublease of a facility at Jefferson County Airport Terminal that is leased to Golden Pass LNG, and they're in effect subleasing it to a nonprofit for use of the staging area for supporting people affected by Hurricane Laura. So we'll begin our agenda today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold and a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wheaton.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. We ask for a special blessing for those impacted by Hurricane Laura and those who are still concerned and involved with the pandemic. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in pledge our nation's flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment just to express my gratitude to Entergy and their subcontractors. At the beginning of this event on Thursday, we had 291,000 households in the Entergy service area that were without power. Within 3 days, they already got back up 230,000 of people. So I think that's a pretty phenomenal accomplishment, given what they had to deal with. And certainly our prayers and thoughts go out to our neighbors in southwestern Louisiana who are indeed suffering, and I pray for cooler weather so that they won't suffer as much during the devastation that was wrought over there. We'll begin our agenda today with items of purchasing. I may have received five bids for an invitation bid for sale for the Park Entertainment Complex. And B is to either reject or accept all bids, receive for invitation to bids for sale of Ford Park Entertainment Complex. Item C is to receive file AT&T switch definite service related customer letter of authority from S Park IP.
Would it be appropriate to take A and B separately?
I will if you like. We'll do A, C, and D. Okay. And telecom for 19 circuses, a monthly estimated cost of $5,620 for a period of 60 months, approved by Commissioner's Court on August 18, 2020. And D is considered possible approval agreement with Enterprise Business Rental Rate Agreement, Jefferson County Sheriff Department for principal rate for rental of vehicles. Do I have a motion on items A, C, and D?
I thought he said do A and B. That's just what you asked? A and B separate.
Well, I mean, receiving and filing the bids is a ministerial.
Yeah, we can do. I'm good with A, C, and D because that's proper.
I have a motion on the A, C, and D under first.
Hey, you got a motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, ayes have it. Item B is to either reject all bids or accept all bids received for invitation for bids for sale of Park Ford Park Entertainment Complex. I make a motion that we reject all bids.
I second.
Got a motion and a second. Discussion?
The only discussion I would have is, and I know we can't talk, but Deb, would you come up to the, I think there was a couple of things that were asked yesterday, and kind of give us an update of best your ability and legally that you can give us?
I beg your pardon, sir, the last part.
Best of your ability and legally what you can give us.
We went through, and I believe you all should have received an email outlining what was asked for and what was included. The majority, and I cannot give the specifics of their financials because they are marked confidential, but the majority of what we asked for was audited financials. We did not get any audited financials, and I believe that is a big criteria for us to base, for the court to base their sale upon. Also, we did get the fair market value in, and I believe everybody received that. Also, understand that this is a fair market value, that if a person is out there buying the piece of property, they may look at it as a little less. They may look at those buildings and not need them. So, in other words, they might go in and demo part of Ford Park. If for some reason that anybody would default on that, we would get that land and property back. That means we could eventually get property that was not sold as is. And that would be our responsibility, once again, to do with it as we please. So, just a FYI.
Yeah, why is that, Deb? We didn't have any other bidders.
No, we only had
no one sent a letter in expressing that they would like to, that there was a delay, they need more time to get their bids in. There was no written statement. We had a lot of conversations about that, but there was no written statements. A lot of people were saying it wasn't enough time, but they did not send it in writing.
I have not seen anything, sir.
That's what I want. And the checklist, the punch list of what's required for a bid was not completed by this group that did submit the bid.
No, sir.
Thank you.
I just a couple of questions. Basically, you know, just yesterday, just for the record, did we receive all documents requested, all official signed-off documents requested in the bid specs as requested under the first amendment?
No, sir.
Did we receive an official signed appraisal is complete and true to the best of knowledge?
We got the verbal today. It is coming.
But we have not received
a written appraisal.
Kathleen, does this meet the statute for sale?
No. Under Section 263 of the Local Government Code, before we can sell the property, we have to obtain an appraisal of the fair market value and determine the minimum bid, which is based on the appraisal.
So this goes back to my previous reason why I voted no. The earlier court meetings. So my vote's going to be no.
Commissioner, I'm gonna say one thing to you on that. Each one of the commissioners in this courtroom and the judge sit in on every meeting they had. No one, to my knowledge, said or brought anything before that point in time or mentioned anything to us. So when you say it wasn't personal, I kind of resent you bringing it in that form and fashion.
I'm just telling you my point of view. I got one vote on this court.
Good.
And I've said for a long time, I'm all in favor of selling Ford Park, but it has to meet the standards set forth by the statute, and it has to be in the proper proceedings.
I don't think none of us have a problem with that.
I got constituents that tell me, we want to get some money back.
I don't think we have no problem with that, Commissioner. I expressed it. You know where I'm coming from. You know where I'm coming from.
I understand what you're coming
from. All right, then.
As long as you understand where I'm coming from.
I had no problem with that, but I'm making sure you understand. You have it. You say one thing. My grandmother taught me something long ago. You watch what a man say, but you look at what he do.
Exactly.
All right, come on. We ready to move on, Judge.
No, you're going to let me finish. And I'm not starting. All right, everybody on this court, we've always been able to conduct our business and walk away. Everybody has their own vote. But I shouldn't be cast upon just because I voted no. There was reasons why I spelled that out. I thought it was a little rush. I'm in support of selling Ford Park, but I want it done properly. When my county attorney tells me that it doesn't meet the statute and we don't have all the documents, then it's a no-brainer for me.
You missed what I said evidently.
Yeah, and just to echo, we met over a year and a half on this project, and people coming in after the bid package is gone out and everything, it's like Monday morning quarterbacks. I coached for 20 years, and I lost some games where people came back and said, you should have done this, and you should have done this. I relied on my coaches and my game plan to get me through it. Some of the things that are coming up now should have came up a long time ago, especially by the court that was involved in the conversation for its appraisal value. We hired staff to inform us the $22 million that was put out for sale on this was not something I pulled out of my hat. And it's not saying you, whoever was supposed to tell us whatever the appraisal value should have been, should have done that, and they put the court in a difficult position and allowed Monday morning quarterbacks to come out. But I just want to say for the record, no one ever asked for an appraisal prior to this, the bid going out. No one on the court, no one on staff, and maybe I should have. I had no knowledge of that we needed a bid. But thank you, we got one. I feel a lot better now, and you did a good job, Deb. Thank you.
Commissioner, I had to inject this because back in March of this year, I sent an email to a person on this court telling them, in my opinion, what needed to happen. The appraisal was one of the first options on that memo that requested that we get an appraisal from an individual group, a certified appraisal group, as soon as possible to move forward. I never got a response on it, and we didn't bring it up again until June or July, when we were meeting for another time to seriously consider these options as far as that goes. Now, the rest of it, the technicality of not having a fair market appraisal before the bid went out, as presented by Judge Wortham in his opinion, and also substantiated by Karen and by Kathleen, if that is a legitimate, and I haven't found it in the government code, she just read it, so I'm saying it's legal. If that's the case, I have to stand by what is legal in the purchasing code and the government code as far as our proceedings. I have asked numerous times for definitions and to verify that we were making decisions based on legitimate purchasing practices. And I have not heard until 2 weeks ago that was a concern that we might be in violation. And I, as y'all have indicated, I am also offended that we did not get that information earlier. But based on that, I can't support this issue at this time. I think it's very wrong that we have to pass on this. I have doubts that we'll get another opportunity at this value. But I'm asking this court, as soon as this is finished, to put on the next agenda, to put this out for a bid, give at least 30 to 60 days lead time, market the heck out of this property and see what happens. And I hope to God we get something even close to this value on that property so we can save the taxpayers of Jefferson County over $7,000 a year going forward and be debt-free. That's all I got to say.
$7 million. $7 million supplement a year, as well as put it back on the tax roll. Where's the auditor? Is he here today? Anybody here? What is based on $22 million, what do you estimate the taxable value of it? No, maybe Ms. Getz, is she here?
Well, from here.
What do you estimate? You mind coming to the mic for us? I just want to get the numbers right on what $22 million would bring to the taxpayer on property value.
I don't know off the top of my head, okay. But it would be a lot.
It would be a lot, as well as releasing a $7 million supplemental, well, close to $7 million. So, Commissioner Arnold, I have always leaned on you and Commissioner Alford because y'all were here almost 20 years more than anyone on the court, and I apologize, I did not know you had sent that email,
okay.
But I would have supported asking for an appraisal value. So thank y'all, and I want to set the record clear because my gambling buddy is going to lose on this deal, as I was alleged to have a gambling buddy, which is a blatant lie. And I was offended by it, and I want to make sure they understand. I've never went out with this guy. I kept it on above board. I kept it transparent, and I resent my name being drugged through the mud. And that's why I'm angry.
I
I just.
Wait for the vote. Call for the vote, Judge. Call for the vote.
I'm not offended by anything.
I just want to, you know, say this. I said this before, we've always been able to walk away from here. I just felt like that in the very beginning, when we had this agenda item, I think my fourth question was, how was the appraisal performed? That was the fourth question I asked. And if the response was, we hadn't got it back yet. So that's why I voted no back then. And so, you know, I just feel like we should be able to walk away from this. And I agree with what Commissioner Warren's saying. Let's put it out, but I'm going to go a little step further. I think we should go out for 90 to 120 days. Give people plenty of time to come together, and so that they can get this stuff to us in the proper fashion so that we can make a good informed decision and recoup some of the money we spent. I think we've spent $117 million on that complex since it was built. When you include interest on the bonds,
you might need to go back and check. When I first got here, it was $8.8 million off the top that we were given to that park to run it. And it hadn't gone down tremendously. And yes, we have spent a lot, but call for the question, Judge. My vote is.
Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, I have made consider approval of the transfer for the dispute resolution center for additional cost for supplies in the amount of $1,050. Item B is consider approval of the transfer for road and bridge for cost of extra help and replacement of lawnmower. Item C is consider approved budget transfer for risk management for additional cost for postage in the amount of $35. Item D is consider approved budget transfer for the day of jail for additional cost for inmate medical in the amount of $400,000. Item E is consider approved the victim information notification everyday program service agreement with APRIS for the period September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021. The Office of the Attorney General will reimburse the cost of the contract. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 474728 through 474912. Do I have a motion on those items under?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Allford. Any discussion? In fact, this is $400,000 additional contractual cost for inmate medicals for the AIDS.
No, it's not to pay that off. This is just normal medical costs for the ABCAP kidney. No, we have not settled that issue for the HIV.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And the county commissioners. Item A is considered and publicly approved and authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster dated March 13, 2020, pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Item B is considered publicly approved extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item C is considered publicly approved and authorized county judge to execute receipt and file a property tax agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, Port Arthur Terminal LLC, pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. And under the emergency meeting, item A is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute facilities use and indemnification agreement between Jefferson County Golden Pass LNG Terminal LLC and Southeast Texas Civilian Task Force.
I got a question on this last one, Kathleen. After I start to look at things, have you reviewed this one?
That was here on.
Yeah.
I've been kind of looking through it periodically.
Judge, have you reviewed this?
Quentin must have looked through it because he made some changes to it that he sent to Fred. Did Fred hear?
Yes.
Fred, come up to the mic. My concerns are, is this the, because I got a text on this, is this an employee that worked for us that's considered running this Southeast Texas group?
She does not work for the county.
Well,
she's filled in
temporary
part time. Yes, sir. She's not full time.
But we'll tell you how that broke down. So,
yeah.
Autumn Brown is temporary employee of the county. Her husband Chris Brown works for Golden Pass LAG. Golden Passage leaves that left side of the new Jefferson County Airport Terminal for a training center for their expansion project that's being passed. They're going to be subleasing and allowing them to utilize that to, as a gathering point for supplies for people in southwestern Louisiana, food, clothing, just general stuff. Our FEMA guidelines say that county employees do not solicit contributions. She did not solicit any contributions, although they got a $30,000 donation from AT&T. That came about.
Representative Phelan sent me, I got a thing off Facebook with that.
So that came about, I got an email from AT&T, said what organizations do y'all have that perform post-disaster work. I gave him two different organizations, one of which was Southeast Texas, they fast forward, and they just sent the money to them. So she didn't go out and solicit anything from them. But we're well within our FEMA guidelines.
I guess the second one is B. Do we need to consider this continue this declaration, and if so, why?
Just in case we need any emergency orders, we still have people that are without power, and particularly in Grove, parts of Nederland, and we are still trying to gather together all of our Category B expenses and try to get some information to the federal government so that hopefully we can be reimbursed.
Judge, it's my understanding from Alex that Energy is going to be setting up a campsite at the airport for the workers.
They're actually Alex, leasing some space out at the airport.
Alex, could you give us an update?
They're going to start doing today, but the Commissioner's Court will be called on next Tuesday to ratify the agreement with them. What do you want from Alex, Commissioner?
Get a court an update of what he's talking about.
So I was contacted by Energy yesterday evening. They're being kicked out of locations where they're staging their line trucks and their line employees. We do have some paid parking areas that I showed that were empty. And there's the primary one would be, if you're familiar with the terminal, the farthest parking lot away from the terminal is about 2 acres of paid parking with about a 6-acre grass lot. So what they're looking at is setting up in the grass lot some temporary tents to house their employees, pay partners to park their line trucks. And my understanding is these guys are working in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana area.
Primarily the Port Arthur,
Mid-County
area, that area.
Yes.
So is there a cost associated with that? And the reason I'm asking, because I was contacted this morning, Judge Kathleen, by some adjusters that are working out of Johnson's Bayou that wants to utilize Humphrey Park as a little staging area where they drive in the truck. And I was going to give Kathleen, it's ironic this came up, but I told him I needed something in writing and something possible. I don't know if that's a cost.
Yeah, get something from them on exactly what they want, but I think it's incumbent upon us to cooperate with all of the people.
I totally agree.
People impacted by the disasters, we need to be as cooperative.
That's right. I totally agree, and that's why I told him go ahead and set up, and I just have to bite the bullet.
Still got quite a few people without electricity.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Johnson's Bayou is where they're going to be working. Yeah, I mean, so whatever you need, I was going to get with you after court, but this came up now, so
they are supposed to see. I don't know what they're going to see there.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I just wish. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the county? All in favor say aye.
No, motion and second.
Huh?
Motion and second.
Oh, yeah, motion.
So
moved. Second by Commissioner Senator, I'll have to Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that completes our regular agenda. Commissioner, do you have anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action?
I guess we need to make sure we always bring this to the public. We know that we had a brush of this storm, but more important than that, the pandemic is still active. Please follow the mask and the distance. There's a lot of people getting sick. We want to make sure we protect our public as best as possible. So please adhere to the medical advice on those things.
I will say that Dr. Propol Joshi at Lamar University and that epidemiologist has been doing all of our statistical analysis. A 14-day moving average on the number of new COVID infections continues to trend downward significantly. We're very thankful for that. We had a couple of deaths the last week. The new analysis shows that 94% of the people who died all have in the United States have significant underlying conditions. So for people with underlying conditions, it's particularly important that they safeguard themselves and maintain good hygiene. And I do go very few places other than here at work and to the grocery store and home, and have been to any big gatherings. So be careful out there, but the trend is very good. Any member of the public, this is now a public comment period, any member of the public that wishes to make comment, if you're online, you would need to press *6 to unmute the line so that you can speak. And of course, anyone who is present who wishes to make a public comment may speak by going to the lectern. Mr. Parigi.
Good evening, gentlemen, or good morning, gentlemen. My name is Sam Parigi. I'm a realtor for longer than I'd like to think. I've been a realtor in Jefferson County. I love my county, I love my city, and I don't like seeing things done the wrong way. I think y'all have done a great job over the past, but this Ford Park deal is a little bit too fast for me. I'm in the selling business. I never panic, and it sounds like we're in a mode of panic. Now, I know I heard you, Commissioner, talk about it. Y'all been talking about it for a year and a half, but I've yet to see any information put out to the public that talks about it being for sale. Now, maybe I'm just not on the right email list, but in our business, we send out emails to everybody. I got an email from a realtor a couple of days ago that said, "We're ready to sell this piece of property. We're ready to dump it," was the word we almost used. She almost used. And it sold. It sold in 24 hours. But they knew what the value was. They knew what their bottom line was and that kind of thing. And I made an offer. I was a little too late. I waited a little bit too long for it. But as the old Jewish man taught me a long time ago, and I'm sorry, there's more deals than there are money out there. And so I'll find another deal coming along. But this particular deal, y'all are getting one man's opinion on the value of that building, of that property. I don't agree with that. This is a pretty big deal. And if I gotta pay the $5,000 or $6,000, I don't know what the appraiser's charging you for the appraisal, but $5,000 or $10,000 maybe, I'll get a group of people to pay for it. Get two or three opinions. It wouldn't hurt. My grandmother taught me. I took the word out of your book. Two heads are better than one, even if one's a cabbage head. And let me tell you something. I can vouch for being a cabbage head many times, but I like to get other people's opinion. That appraiser called me yesterday. I was on the phone with him for 45 minutes talking to him about this property. And I told him about, I had 500 acres right down the street from y'all's piece. Well, you know where it is. And we're developing it. We had a contract for $12 million to sell 170 acres out there. And unfortunately, the COVID hit and our contract went south because the people who were buying it, Angel Brothers, I don't make any bones about it, it was Angel Brothers, big contractor for the highway department. And they just said, "We don't know what's gonna happen." And they did. But I just wish you would slow down a little bit and hire a marketing company or hire somebody that knows who to market this to. It's not just a realtor you're going to market it to. You're going to market it to people that are in the entertainment business. But let's get out there and market it to somebody. I don't care about horse track. If y'all want to sell it for horse track, that's fine and dandy. I'm not going to go out there. I had gone to the horse tracks of Louisiana, so I don't know why I want to go to this one here. But I just wish y'all would take the time to get a couple of appraisals, get a couple of opinions, and market it correctly. I'm not opposed to selling it. I heard the $7 million number. I know that that maybe is the best thing for us to do. But let's make sure we really maximize the dollar amount out of it. I think you're leaving some money on the table, my personal opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Preedy.
Judge, I'd just like to say everything that Sammy Parigi just said, I agree with.
Thank you, Ms. Worthy. Is there anybody online who wishes to make a public comment? Again, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. If not, then I thank you all for your attendance here today and for your comments. And we will be adjourned and immediately go into a workshop with Drainage District 7 and Drainage District 6 if they have anything else to add to what they added last week.
Judge, they need to, anybody who wants to listen to the workshop needs to call back in.
Okay, anybody who wants to listen to the workshop needs to call back in because we'll do it on a separate recording. So, thank you for the audience.